Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us all rejoice and be glad in it. And welcome to Pray One for Another. I'm your host, Evangelist Hilda, sitting in for my pastor, Prophet R.D. Wiggins, who is the pastor of House of Manessa Christian Ministries. And we are a church beyond walls. I'd like to first of all take this time to thank you for tuning in. And this is Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Associate Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will come and bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. So you don't want to miss this Holy Ghost-filled woman on fire for the Lord. Tune in at 7 p.m. when Pastor Kathy will bless us mightily. Amen. You can call in your prayers request at 319-527-6204. Our motto comes from James chapter 5, verse 16, where it says, confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Praise be to God. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. Praise God. What is a Thanksgiving prayer? Well, a Thanksgiving prayer allows people to thank God for what they are given by God. A prayer of Thanksgiving addresses a number of factors, including people, objects, life, food, shelter, nature, health, or weather. In daily life, people thank others for holding open the door, a gift received, or a meal shared. According to the Case for Christ Study Bible, Psalms 100 describes this prayer, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endureth forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. Amen, amen, and amen. At this time, I'd like to welcome in the Holy Spirit into the sanctuary, because we never like to start our broadcast or our service without inviting the Holy Spirit to come into the midst of it all. So Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. By Francesca. Praise be to God.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of love, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God,
glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
Amen. Father God, I just want to thank you for this ministry and vision. And I pray your Holy Spirit manifest the breakthrough of deliverance, healing, and salvation through all nine of its gifts. And that this prayer ministry grows in partnership, fellowship, and membership. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. At this time, I will play another selection.
And words lose yourself. You will never cease praising you, Father.
46:10 says, be still and know that I am God. Praise be to God. Dear Lord, we give all our worries, doubts, fears, and concerns over to you. Today, our life is in your hands. We need not worry because you have got everything under control. All will be well. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Praise God.
Well, come on, put your hands together. If you know you're going high in Jesus,
heavenly
fire,
sing and never get
yeah. Anybody got a price? Anybody got a price? Anybody got a price, yo?
Heavenly Father, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the opportunity to begin again. We choose to press forward and keep believing for the dreams and desires you placed in our hearts. We trust you today with everything that we are. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise be to God. You are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, you can call in your prayer requests at 319-527-6204. We are here to pray for you, with you, and right along beside you. At this time, I will play another selection by the Wiki Tones, Jesus Saves.
Hard time will make your face too fat. A waste of life, you can't turn back. because you feel the Holy Spirit anointed you for the light of His word. Pick you up and stand tall. Stand tall.
God, we want to thank you for your grace and mercy and your abundance of promises fulfilled. We ask for you to take our hand and lead us in the ways you best see fit and fill our hearts with the kindness you bestowed upon us. As you are impartial, please help us to treat all as equal. Whether faced with fortune or adversity, please allow all that we do while on this earth bring nothing but praise and glory to your name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Father, we ask you now, as we lift your name, that you'll dwell among us and be our God, and we are your people. Let's see your life together. No matter what,
no matter what,
come on, the problem
may be,
He's in control,
and He knows
yes,
everything.
I have the victory,
cause I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say it again. No matter what,
no matter what. The problem may be,
He's in control,
and He knows everything.
How do you know that you got the victory?
I have the victory, for He is my King.
In Him I live, I move,
and have my being.
Say
it
like the best of people.
Best of
come
peace.
On, lift them up
with you. Oh,
Amen. Praise be to God. And now it is time for our devotional message. Amen. Which is entitled Closed Doors. And the scripture reading for this message is coming from Philippians chapter 3, verse 1 in the New Living Translation. And it says, rejoice in the Lord. I never get tired of telling you these things, and I do it to safeguard your faith. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. It can be confusing when you face a closed door. Sudden tragedy or loss. You may wonder, how can any good come out of this? Especially when your circumstances are painful or disheartening. However, often what appears to be an ending is actually a new opportunity God has for you if you will trust him in it. Amen? This was certain. This was certainly true when Paul was arrested and imprisoned for doing the very thing the Lord had called him to, preach the gospel. Paul could have easily become discouraged and thought, God, why did you allow this to happen? I thought you had a plan for my life. But he did not. Instead, Paul used the time he spent in jail to write Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. And God has worked powerfully through Paul's writing to encourage believers throughout history. Amen? So today, you are facing losses that you don't understand. Realize God is positioning you for an open door of purpose and blessings. Stay on course. Keep your eyes on him. And trust that what he is doing is good. Certainly, he will use everything in your life for his greater purpose. Amen? I hope and pray that this devotional message is a blessing to you as it is to me. So let us pray. Lord, we will rejoice in you and trust your good purposes regardless of closed doors. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen, amen, and amen. And that concludes our devotional message for this evening, Closed Doors. Again, you are listening to Pray One for Another, Sweet Hour of Prayer, where we pray every Tuesday through Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And at 7 p.m. this evening, our very own Pastor Kathy Dubose from Led by God's Christian Ministry will be here to bless our hearts this evening with a word from the Lord. Amen. So in the meantime, I will play another selection.
Lord, your hands have made, the awesomeness of you, and how your love will never fade. Mere words cannot express what I feel inside. I can't describe your glory design, but as a token of my love, this is what I
of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord Jehovah God made earth and heaven. Jehovah, you are worthy of all praise and admiration. You are the God who made the heavens and the earth. You set the stars in their place and hung the moon where it was to remain. You rule over all, and yet you also seek a relationship with your creation. For that and much more, you are worthy of all praise and worship. I lift up your name, Jehovah, as I seek your face, and I honor you as you are seated on your throne above all. You are the great and mighty God who raises up kingdoms and subdues nations at your choosing. In your mercy, you sustained all life and passionately delight in our souls. Amen, amen, and amen.
Love angel, you shot me with your arrow of love. Searching for somewhere to belong. Then you came and caught me with stretched out arms. I didn't want you to believe it could happen.
Thank you.
Jehovah, I come before you with a heart of contrition, knowing I often haven't honored you as Lord and Master of my life. You wait for me to come talk to you, to wake up and greet you, or to spend my evenings with you. But I have instead wasted time on futile distractions. You are the relational God who desire to walk with me in the cool of the day, just as you walked with Adam and Eve in those early days of your creation. Forgive me for often seeking to walk alone and ignoring the blessings and joy of your presence. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
I wanna be more. been said, but you are the living word, say it now. Come on.
Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a constant death.
Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us.
Sent down from glory.
Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were.
Awesome ruler,
awesome ruler,
Gentile
Redeemer,
God with us,
God with us, the living truth, and what a friend we have in you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you, yeah.
You
were born in a manger, but on a tree
you died to save man.
The tree, Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you. What do we call you? Come on, somebody. Jesus.
Amen. Praise be to God. And that concludes our sweet hour of prayer. And now it is time for the word. At this time, our very own Pastor Kathy DuBose from Led by God's Christian Ministry is going to come and bless our hearts this evening with a mighty word from God. So we are going to welcome her with a hand clap praise. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Kathy. How are you this evening?
God bless you, dear heart. Doing awesome. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
I know you can't tell. Thank
what?
You, dear. I know you can't tell.
Yes.
But I am trying to calm myself down because this, my goodness, glory to God, this, I am trying to calm myself down because God just, God is so good. God just dropped the neck bone in my lap.
Ooh.
And y'all know I tell y'all all the time, the neck bone, my God, you're going to make me pass out. Oh, he said, pull yourself together, girl. Okay, here we go. The neck bone means that God has just given me something that has so much meat in it. Oh, my goodness, glory to God.
Ooh.
That when you get to, when you get to pulling it apart, oh, my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to pulling it apart,
yes.
You get to pulling it apart, and right when you think it's all gone, you go, oh, look, they go a little bit more. And you start the process all over again because the little bit that you didn't see that was hidden behind the part of the bone, when you crack that bone and you get to that last little bit, oh, my God,
yeah.
I got to have some more. I got to have some more.
The sweetest
It does
part.
Not get good until you get to digging in there to get everything that's in that neck bone.
Come on now.
God just dropped the neck bone in my lap for you guys. And I look. You know that every cook in the kitchen, they all. Whatever they want is missing. My goodness, good God.
Check your Bluetooth.
Kathy,
you're in and out.
Is it right? Oh, no. So
yeah, check your Bluetooth.
Good. I'm trying. Uh-oh, it's dying. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, good. So, help me, Holy Ghost. Okay, so if I have to, I'll just throw this Bluetooth off and keep going.
Amen.
So we know that when you get to eating that neck bone, oh, my goodness, and God just dropped it in my lap. So what God is saying is, Kathy, I know it's good to you, but I need you to take your time so they can get every bit of the meat that I have in, my goodness, that I have in this word for them tonight. My goodness, precious and heavenly Father, just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you because you woke us up this morning, clothed in our right minds, divine healing within our bodies, oh God. You saw fit to allow us to see another day. Thank you. Thank you, God. You didn't have to do it, but thank you. Thank you for not leaving us nor forsaking us, oh God. Thank you. for getting us through another day, oh God, protecting us from danger seen and unforeseen. Thank you, God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. God, thank you for loving us.
Yes.
In spite of everything that you know about us, thank you that you still love us, oh God. My God says, I think it was Chris Tomlin that said it. He said, I'm fully known and loved by you. Even though you know me, God, you still love me? How can this be? You know me, but you still love me? Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. I am going to get out of your way right now, oh God, and allow you to use me as a mouthpiece to deliver your word, oh God.
Yes,
my goodness, have your way right now. We already know that this word is not going to fall on deaf ears, because it's not Kathy's word. It's your word, Father God. It is your word. We thank you for what you've done, doing, and getting ready to do right now.
Yes,
my goodness, glory to God.
Yes,
we know that you intend to lift up the heart, the broken heart, the sad heart, the lonely heart, the depressed heart, the stressed out. You intend to lift up the hearts of your people, even the ones that haven't come in yet. You're going to lift them up as well. Thank you, God. We bless you. We love you. We honor and adore you. Have your way right now. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. When I tell y'all, I'm going to try my best, because you know every cook in the kitchen, they got a taste. Oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. You see how the Holy Ghost did that? He said, Kathy, finish that first line. You was getting ready to tell them. I said, okay, Holy Ghost, here it goes. So you know that every cook in the kitchen wants to taste what they're preparing. My goodness. What they're preparing to serve before they serve it. You know what the Holy Ghost said? Kathy, you know what? A good cook, my goodness, good of God. A good cook need not taste what they're preparing, because they know that they're the salt of the earth. So whatever, my goodness, what glory to God, whatever's missing, they need to do like the old folks used to say, put your foot in it. If you, my goodness, God, I love you. If you, I'm telling y'all, this word is good. If you put your foot in it, and you are the salt of the, my goodness, glory to God. And you know what that means? Let me break it down for you. Let me break it down. You know what that means? All that means is, because you know that we can't add to or take away from God's word. You know that, right?
That's right.
So what that means, when you say you're going to put your foot in it, that means the way that you deliver it, that's all that means. Come on now. I can't add to it. I can't take away from it. All I can do is deliver it the way that he gave it to me. So now I got, my goodness, I wish y'all could see me in the spirit. I got this big old platter, and I'm walking up and down ready to serve you. Come on now. So I know y'all ready to get it. Woo! Because I'm ready to give it to you. Okay. Uh-oh. Let me get your glasses. What's going on? Oh, there it is. Woo! God is good. Thank you, Jesus. We are coming from 1 Samuel, in the Old Testament, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 8.
Amen.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Yes. Ooh. Oh, say what? Here we go. I told y'all this word is so good that the Holy Ghost got me running, sweating, doing all kind of stuff up here. Well, here I got to tell y'all this. The title of this message is, y'all ready?
Yes.
You ain't ready, but here it is anyway. The title of this message is, watch this, do this in remembrance of me. I said, God, you know, when we use that right there, when we use that scripture, we about to take communion. You know what he said? Yes.
What?
And he said, yes, and I went, and because, you know, whenever we say, do this in remembrance of me, and we go through the whole communion scripture, we have
yes.
to take communion. He said, yes. I said, okay, I'm going to tell him the same thing. Yes. You're going to figure it out as soon as he starts talking. Watch this.
All right.
Ooh, thank you, God. Ooh. Ooh. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me. He said, I got you. Okay, he got me. Here we go. Thank you, God. On the third day, David and his men arrived in Ziklag. Amalekites had raided the Negev. Huh? Y'all help me with these words. The Amalekites had raided the Negev, attacked Ziklag, and burnt it down to the ground. They had taken captive the women and all who were there, both young and old. They had not killed anyone. Sure. They had not killed anyone, but had carried them off as they went on their way. When David and his men came to the city, they found it burned down, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. My goodness, glory to God. So David and the troops with him lifted up their voice and wept. Okay, this word is so good. I mean, it's so good that whoever that is, please know that I love you. But put your phone on mute, okay? Thank you. Love you. Put your phone on mute, though, so we can't hear the background noise. Thank you. Bless you. Number four, verse four. So David and the troops with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no strength left to weep. David's two wives, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel, had been taken captive. And David was greatly distressed. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. David was deeply distressed because the people spoke of stoning him, because the souls of every man grieved for his sons and daughters. But David found strength in the Lord his God. Then David said to the Abiathar, the priest, the son of Ahimelech, bring me the ephod. So Abiathar brought it to him, and David inquired of the Lord, should I pursue these raiders? Will I overtake them? Pursue them, the Lord replied, for you will surely overtake them and rescue the captives. My goodness, glory to God. May the Lord continue to add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and always the doing of his word. Amen.
Amen.
My goodness, glory to God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Here we go. We're going to rock and roll now. On the third day, do you see, this is what I'm saying about the neck bone. When you're eating the neck bone, you can't really see all the meat until it looks like there is no more. And you're so desperate for some more, you start ripping the bone apart, and you find out, ooh, look at all this meat up under here. So watch this. on the third day, right? Now, you remember his title is Do This in Remembrance of Me. On the third day, that has to have significance to all of us because we know what happened on the third day. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. But if you have heard this script over and over and over again, you might have missed that because you were focused on the rest of it. Mm-mm. I told y'all it's the next one. It starts out saying, on the third day, we know what happened on the third day. He says, now, watch this. He says, on the third day, I'm going to get up. Well, on the third day when the men got there, their town was gone. Towed down, burnt down, just gone.
Yep.
A dead city. Mm-mm. Right? But you got to understand, everything that God puts in his word has significance, especially if he puts a number. So right there, what it says on the third day, he's trying to let us know it only appears. It only appears that everything they had. Oh, my God, y'all better get with me. It only appears because when they got there, they're gone. The town burnt down. My goodness, glory to God. They did all that.
You're in and out again.
Ma'am? Oh, no.
In and out.
Okay. I'm going to have to try to. You can't hardly hear me, huh?
No, because you start and then we don't hear what comes afterwards and then you go back.
Okay. Okay. Rolled phone in my hand. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Thank you, God. Ooh. Ooh, this ain't gonna be easy. Okay. You know, I got to tell you this. I just told Stephen that feedback of someone invited a whole bunch of folks to our house. And the enemy piggybacked on one of them, came right into our house. You know how the enemy piggybacks on someone? He uses them to do what he wants to do.
Uh-huh.
You do know that every time Satan gets any of us to do what he wants done, he just piggybacks on us. Yeah, he got on us and convinced us it was okay to do what he wants to do. So the enemy piggybacked on someone, came into my house, and usually you can hear me. Okay, good. And usually I go downstairs in the den when I'm doing Zoom Sundays. You know? So the area that I use to go do Zoom Sundays, I have a specific area. And anybody that knows me know that I anoint, I bless, I sanctify, I do it all. And so this is the area that I use when I get on Zoom on Sundays. And so here comes the person that the enemy has just piggybacked on, and they go right to the area that I use to bring forth God. And let me just say that the area of here to be defiled. But I didn't think about it. You know when I thought about it? I thought about it on Sunday when I went to set up for Zoom. I said, oh, my goodness. That snake done came into his house, sat right where I set up for Zoom. Oh, my goodness. You got to understand. What I've been speaking of is spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. In spiritual warfare, you understand it's not the person. It's operating through the person.
Right.
Ooh. Ooh. God, I just took where no sleep walking. To hear, and you hear me now. What are you saying? Parade himself.
No, you're breaking up, Mr. Captain. We cannot hear you.
Oh my God!
You keep going in and out.
Okay, got you.
This is too good to miss.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you. Oh, is that what it is?
But it's your Bluetooth, isn't it?
Yes. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. So Satan paraded into this house right in the area where I preach on Sundays on Zoom.
Yes.
And used the person to sit right where I set up. You got to understand, God is saying spiritual warfare has not died out. It's still in existence.
Right.
We are just walking around like everything is A-okay and Satan has left us alone. The devil is a liar. He has not left us alone. In fact, he's increasing his message.
Yes, he is. Yes.
He walked straight in this house, right to the area where I normally do Zoom, preaching God's word. Mm-hmm. And Sunday when I went to set up, I went, oh, my God, Satan came in here, set himself of all the rooms in this house, and there's three bedrooms, four bedrooms. You got a man cave downstairs. You got three bathrooms, all this. And he sat in the area that I preach God's word from. You know why? God says, because, Kathy, I know if I wake you up, you're going to wake up the whole house.
Whoa.
I said, you got that right. And so here I am. This is y'all's wake-up call. Uh-huh. There is spiritual warfare going on, but we're not paying attention. We're thinking everything is okay. Everything is not okay.
That's right.
I don't care. You got your favorite job, your favorite spouse, your favorite whatever. Everything is not okay. It's not. Satan is walking right into the house of God. And he, oh my goodness, here's the thing. He got that stupid smirk on his face because he's saying, what? You invited me in.
Whoa.
No, I didn't invite you in. I invited that person in. Well, you knew what the person was like. Invited me in. It doesn't matter what that person is like. I still love them, and they still going to come to my house. But they're not going to bring you next time.
Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
So watch this. I had to go sanctify all over again, bless the house. You know what God is trying to tell us?
No.
He's saying spiritual warfare is stronger than it's ever been.
Absolutely.
My people are walking. He said, wake up, wake up. This is your wake-up call.
Satan hasn't gone anywhere. He's attacking. Well, guess what? He's crafty.
Yeah.
So he's doing it in a way that you don't realize he's attacking you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what animals do. They wait, they lurk, and they keep creeping and creeping and creeping.
Yes.
Creeping. And before you know it, they attack you and you're dead. You never saw it coming.
That's right.
You do know that the wages of sin is death.
Yes.
So every time that little rascal gets on one of us, he's taking us into his territory, the doom of sin. Come on now, my goodness, glory to God. God is saying, wake up, wake up, wake up. That's why, watch this right here. So on the third day, it looked like everything that King David and his men loved was gone.
Yes.
It looked that way. On the third day, God said, do this in remembrance of me. On the third day, it looked like you were in a world that was hopeless. My goodness, Lord God. Huh. But then I rise. Oh, yes. Guess what? I went to a play one time, and they showed Satan down there. He was celebrating. When Jesus was crucified, he was celebrating, had the keys to the kingdom, just doing a day. I said, wow. And the next thing you know, in this place, Jesus appeared before Satan. Jesus didn't do anything. Satan stopped. He looked. The keys that he had in his possession were now on Jesus, and Jesus was looking at him. I'm sorry. Did you think death could hold me down?
No way.
Did you think that? If you thought for one second death could hold me down, then you really don't know who I am. Because Lucifer, somehow you think you're me. And I'm you. I cannot die. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. I cannot die. Lucifer, I don't even have to tell you to release your hold because you never had a hold.
All right.
And when you look again, Jesus is standing there with the keys. He never went near Satan. Oh, you see the spotlight on both of them. Satan was over there dancing. He stopped. He didn't even turn around. His presence, he stopped.
Wow.
And you see it again. They just flash in the spotlight. Jesus is standing there with the key looking at Satan. How foolish are you to think death could hold me down? Wow. I told y'all it's a lot of meat in here. I hate that the Bluetooth ain't working, but I hope y'all can hear me now. Watch this.
Oh, you're loud and clear.
So now it says that God is saying, Kathy, you have to tell them they got to see the significance of the third day. They have to see it. Now watch this. David and them, they came in there and they saw the whole town was burnt to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine coming home and your house gone, just burnt to the ground, everything you own just gone, right? Now, David and his men, oh my goodness, glory to God. It says that David and his men lifted up their voices and they wept until they had no strength left to weep.
Yep.
That means they cried hard.
Yes,
they cried hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're looking around just crying. But guess what? Even though, oh my goodness, glory to God, even though David didn't see anybody, he didn't see any bodies. Come on, y'all got to stay with me. He didn't see anybody, but he also didn't see anybody. Are they? Because had they killed them, even though the town was burned to the ground, we should see some bones. We should see something.
Exactly.
They didn't see anything. So it says, these men were crying, crying, crying. David had two wives. They gone. The kids gone. Everybody gone. So watch this. God, I love you. Help me with this, Holy Ghost. And so it says, David was greatly distressed. I just told y'all he had wives. He had two wives, it says. Mm-hmm. His wives, along with all of the people that he was with, all of his troops, their wives, their kids, everybody gone. And it says, this is the part that I love, David was greatly distressed.
Mm.
But guess what? It says, because the people spoke of stoning him. Mm-hmm. I said, wait, hold on. What did you say? David had two wives. He had lost a lot just like everybody else.
Yeah.
But David wasn't distressed because of that. It says David was distressed because they was going to try to stone him.
Right.
I said, Lord, what? Because guess what? The people were so grieved at the loss of their sons and daughters. See, here's how it works. As long as you're doing good with folks, they loving on you. Oh, they got to have you near them. You they everything. You the pastor of the century. And as soon as it looked like while they was with you, they lost everything. Now they done flipped the script.
Oh, yeah.
Do they like you? They start saying, I don't know why she wearing that. That ain't even cute. And I don't know who told her she. And you're like, wait a minute. This is just the folk that was with me. This is what I love about God. God is not a man. No, he's not. Because one day, next day they're going to turn on you.
Oh, yeah.
That's why God's word says there is no greater love than the love that comes from God. Watch this. Thank you, God. So, guess what? David was distressed because they was getting ready to stone him. But it says David found strength in the Lord. You know what that means? In another version, King James, it said David encouraged himself. You know what that means? Mm-hmm. David started thinking, wait a minute. When the lion tried to get me, the bear tried to tear me up. The giant thought he was going to run all over me. King Saul been trying to kill me for forever. But God.
But God.
That was David's but. It says, but David encouraged himself. Come on now, this ought to be good news for everybody. Here's the meat inside this neck bone. David encouraged himself. You got folks all around you rising up against you. You got things going wrong. It looks like everything you had is gone. My goodness, glory to God. It looks like everything you had is gone. It looks like God is no longer with you. Ooh, the devil is a liar. David encouraged himself.
Yes, he did.
Wait a minute. The God that I served when that lion came upon me when I was a kid, the God that I serve when that bear tried to tear me apart, the God that I serve when I went up against that giant with some stones in my hand, the God that I serve when Saul was trying to kill me, the God that I serve, my goodness, glory to God.
Yes.
There is nothing nothing anyone can do to make me forget the God that I serve.
Amen. Amen.
In fact, ask yourself, is there anything too hard for God? My goodness, Gordon.
No.
David encouraged himself.
Yes.
So one minute he was stressed out, the next minute he shook it off, and he started thinking about the goodness, the goodness, the goodness of God. My goodness, glory to God. Watch this. Ooh. And it says, after he encouraged himself, guess what he did?
Mm-hmm.
He told Abiathar, the priest, the son of Ahimelech, bring me the ephod. That was a priestly garment that shows relationship with God. My goodness, glory to God. That means I'm getting ready to enter in to the presence of God. And so it says David got the ephod, probably wrapped it around himself, and guess what he did? He inquired of the Lord, should I pursue these raiders? Look what he said. Should I pursue these raiders? He didn't say, should I pursue these killers? He said, these raiders, they came and raided our town because, my goodness, glory to God, David looked beyond what the natural eye could see. In his spirit, he knew the God that I serve. My goodness, glory to God. Did not bring me this far to leave me now.
Yes.
My goodness, glory to God. Ooh, ooh. Watch this. Watch this. Thank you, God. Thank you. He said, should I pursue these raiders? Because they done took everything we had. And will I overtake them?
Mm-hmm.
You know why he said, should I pursue these raiders?
Mm-hmm.
Because he was only one. He was the only one in the mindset that it's not over yet.
Right.
Everybody else was weeping, trying to kill him. They, we going to tear this dude apart. We going to stone him. So they were not in the mindset that David was in. David was in the mindset, wait a minute, let me think. I got to think back when God did this and when God did that and when God did that and when God did that. I got to think about my God.
Amen.
So they were not in the same frame of mind as David was at that time.
No, they weren't.
And David said, should I pursue? If I got to go take them on alone, I will.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they go with me or not, as long as you're there, I'm okay.
Absolutely. Amen.
Because you delivered me from the hands of that giant, you'll deliver me from the hands of this giant.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You understand a giant is nothing more than anything too big for you to handle. That's all a giant is. Oh, my goodness, glory to God. Like I told y'all, when I was a kid and them folks was coming up against me talking about I was in some gang and they were giving a tear my tail, I turned around and my daddy was approaching. I got behind my dad. Yeah. How you like me now? How you like me now? Look, I'm looking out through the side. Because my dad was so tall, I was reaching out to him, how you like me now? How you like me now? Look, I wasn't even worried about the next day they're going to see me and my dad wasn't going to be there. I was so glad that they could see who my dad was.
Mm-mm.
If David was from the Lord, remembering everything God did, he was also bringing it to the remembrance of Satan. Mm-hmm. You have not won yet. So stop partying. It is not over.
It's not
he said, shall I pursue? Because, see, I'm going to go whether they with me or not.
Okay.
Will I overtake? And God said, you know what, son? Go ahead. Because you're going to surely overtake them and rescue the captive. Everything. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God. Here comes that meat. Everything that the devil took from you. Oh, God, I love you. God is saying, here's what you do. Ooh, ooh, here's the remedy for success. Here it is. Y'all want to know what's in the food? Here it is. God says, if you look at Philippians 4, 6, and 7, he says, here's the ingredients. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving in your mouth, present your request to God.
That's right.
And let God direct you in that thing. Guess what David did? After he encouraged himself, he reminded himself of everything that God already had done for him. Guess what? And guess what? And he, oh, thank you, Holy Ghost. He was King David. Yeah. He was the king at that time. And guess what King David did? Huh? Having all authority. I guess King David says, I'm a man of authority, but I'm still under your authority. Yeah. Don't ever, 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 ever think that you got more authority than God. And you know, this is how we do. We get to stepping in areas, doing things we want to do without seeking God's advice first.
Come on now.
Yeah. Rather than seeking God's protection, we ought to be seeking God's permission.
Amen.
Yeah. You know what happens when you got to seek God's protection? You're seeking his protection because you didn't seek his permission first. Now you caught up in that thing and you want God to help you. He says, I could have been helped you had you come to me first. I have done some stupid things in my house, and I'd go to my mother and I'd look at her and she said, you know what, gal? All you had to do, Cat Bird, was come to me. That's all you had to do. I could have got this for you. I could have did this for you. If you would have came to me first. And I'm looking, thinking, but I didn't know you was going to do it for me. You didn't know I wasn't. Come on now. Hello.
That's true. Amen.
While you sitting there saying, I don't know if he's going to do it, you don't know if he's not going to do it.
Exactly.
You better start taking on the mind of Christ. Yes, Lord. And do it like Jesus did. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Do it like Jesus did. Lord, can I? But nevertheless, not my will. Let your will be done.
Amen.
Now look, it says, I got to go back up because the Holy Ghost brought this to my attention. He said they had not killed anyone. Want to know why? Because they didn't have permission to kill anyone. That's why. Guess what? Satan can't do anything without asking God's permission.
That's right.
Even Satan got to go, well, Lord, can I smack Kathy in the head today? No, not today. She ain't ready for it. Can I just back in her eye? No, not today. She ain't ready for it. Oh, man, because he's looking at Kathy thinking Kathy's vulnerable and I can get her. And then he come back again and go, Lord, can I get her now? He said, go ahead. Because guess what? He's thinking, wait a minute. You waited till Kathy's situation got real, real bad, And now you're giving me permission to attack her? God said, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. You don't know what you're dealing with. And Satan comes after me, and this is the funny part. I love this. I have told leaders, friends, prayer warriors, I said, I wonder why every time I see you with my leg in a sling, my eye sticking out of my head, I can't hardly breathe, they got me on life support, that someone manages to get a call through the phone, and with my weak arm, I reach over and answer the phone, and they go, Pastor Kathy, I need your help. And I'm laying there on death row in that bed with my leg in a sling, and I want life support, and I go, what do you need? What's going on? Oh, no. The devil is a liar. God says you're going to make it. And while I'm praying them through, I look again, and I done climbed out the bed and walked to the bathroom, used the bathroom, come back talking about what's to eat. Come on now.
All right.
Come
now.
On now. Yeah. Because why? You've got to know when God is bringing you out of something.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You think God is going to come in there with the best doctor in the world, and he going to heal you, and you're going to get out of the bed, and you're going to be okay, and that's not the way. God says, yeah, go ahead, get her. Get her, Satan, get her. And Satan is like, well, she kind of jacked up right now anyway. I think I already got her.
Oh,
and God said, that's what you think? Mm-hmm. Hold that thought. Green, Pastor Candy, I need your help. What's going on, daughter? Okay, let me tell you. You know, I told you about the job, right? And I didn't get the job. And we don't hardly got money. And the God in me rises up. Daughter, is there anything too hard for God? My goodness, glory to God. And the next thing I know, I told you, walking out of ICU. Why? Because I'm more focused on seeing to it that that person, that person is okay rather than me being okay. Every time I get in a situation that I'm down and out, someone calls, Pastor Kathy, I ain't got no money, I ain't got no food, and I finna thought, the devil is a lie, you shall eat. And I'm telling them they gonna eat. We got nothing to eat today. Stephen, let's heat up our beans. We're going to be okay. Let's eat our beans. And someone else calls me. You ain't got no food. I said, you know what? You better find a food bank. God's got something for you. Don't you dare be too proud to go in there. They want to give you that food. And I'm saying all this. And me and Pastor Steve, we looking at each other. Steve Hardy saying, why? Whenever we going through, we got to talk someone else through. My goodness, glory to God. Here's the closing. Here's the closing. Watch this now. It says, the ingredient is, don't be anxious about anything. In every situation, pray with your petition, give thanksgiving, and then present your request to God.
Yes.
After you do all that, you know what that is right there? That's you encouraging yourself.
Yes.
When you get to pray, when you get to seeking God's face, you're doing this in remembrance of him.
Mm-mm.
And all that he's done for you.
That's
so you
right.
get to pray, because see, you ain't going to pray if you don't believe that he did this, he did that, he did that, and he's about to do this too.
Yes,
and after you finish praying, then you present your, you petition God with your request. That's what David did. He encouraged himself in the Lord. We encourage ourselves when we're praying, and we start remembering everything God has already done, and then we petition him about what it is we need. Oh, my goodness. And that's the thing. After David encouraged himself, he had the authority to go ahead and just pursue, but he didn't. So he encouraged himself, shuck all that off for him. He said, Lord, should I go after those raiders or what? God said, yes, David, go get them. I got you.
That's right.
There's nothing better than you can have when you're going after anything, a job, better health, a sound. A good spouse. There's nothing better than having the permission of God. That's what God says. Whatever you do, do it in remembrance of me. All that I've already done. And some of y'all saying, I ain't had no lion, I ain't had no bear. You woke up this morning, didn't you?
Hey.
Lying all by itself, because Satan surely was trying to get you last night.
Yes, he
but
was.
You don't know this, because God wrapped you up in his arms and let you get a good night's sleep. So you thought Satan wasn't messing with you. The devil is a liar. He's always messing with you.
Absolutely.
But you don't recognize that God is always protecting you. Greater is he that is with me
than
that little weasel that's trying to get me. Come on now. My goodness, glory to God. God is saying, you're stressed out, you're drinking, you're doing drugs, you're running here and there with this one, that one. You're doing everything but coming to me with your request.
That's right.
But you think that is hopeless. All hope is gone. Well, on the third day, after you realize it looks like everything is gone. The songwriter said it. He said everything is not what it seems.
That's right.
Listen to him. Smokey, no, it is not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scene, and he's in our lives every day.
Every
God said, whatever you're going through, I don't care how it looks on the third day. When you get there, all you got to do is do this in remembrance of me. Stand and go, I remember when I didn't have no food. I remember when I ain't had no job. I remember when I ain't had no place to stay. I remember God.
Yes.
Do this in remembrance of me. And then make your request known to God before you pursue and let God direct you. He says, if you acknowledge me in all your ways, I will direct your path. But you're not going to do that if you don't do this in remembrance of him. Amen. God bless you guys.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Pastor Kathy. We want to thank Pastor Kathy for that wonderful word tonight that deserves a hand clap praise.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
And before we have Pastor Kathy give us the call to salvation and the benediction, I'd like to ask our guests online to give a brief response on how they enjoyed the word. Amen. And we're going to start with 770231. God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a brief response on how you enjoyed the word?
I just want to say this is my first time. The word was amazing.
Amen.
I appreciate it. I thought about what you said about the neck bone. That was so true. Thank you so much for enlightening me about King David. And I have just been enlightened about how to continue to trust God and believe in his word. And before I do anything, I always consult him first. Thank you for the word. I needed that.
Amen.
God bless you, dear.
Praise God. 980-417, God bless you. How are you this evening? And thank you for showing up in the spirit. And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Praise God.
That's my spiritual son. God bless you, dear heart. I love you.
Amen. 704-352, God bless you. How are you this evening? And do you have a response on how you enjoyed the word? Amen. And we'd like to thank our caller, 704-756, for showing up in the spirit and didn't find it robbery to hear the word of God this evening. So at this time, Pastor Kathy is going to come and give us the call to salvation and the benediction. Beautiful word tonight. Thank you, Pastor Kathy.
God bless you, dear heart. God is telling us, do not forget, spiritual warfare is all around us. And Satan is creeping in to our most loving spot. Why? Because we're not paying attention. We think that because things are going okay, that Satan has left us alone. He is a liar. He is always lurking to see who he can kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes.
It is by the grace of God that we're all still here.
Mm-hmm.
Good health, sound mind, it's God's grace. And I'm telling you, whether you choose today, tomorrow, next year, whenever, that's between you and God.
Mm-hmm.
Just know that every single day, every hour of the day, God is still trying to get you to come on in. He's not going to give up on you. He's going to keep coming after you. Why? Because it's not his desire that any should perish. But what he's doing, he's going to give you time to make the decision for yourself. He's not going to force you to love him. He's not going to make you come into a relationship with him. He's only going to offer his love to you. All you have to do is pray the sinner's prayer. Precious and Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. I believe that your son Jesus died on that cross and on the third day rose up again. He died for her, him, and me. He died for all of us.
Yes.
I am asking you, come into my life. Come into my life. I want to make you my Lord and Savior. And after you pray that prayer, the next thing you should do is say, Father God, lead me to a good household of faith where I can grow even more so into the knowledge of who you are, that I too may become just like you. I want to take on the mind of Christ. I won't be perfect, but I will be Christ-like. And after you do that, God is going to wrap his arms around you saying, where you been? I've been waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
I never gave up on you. I still love you.
Yes.
But God, I did so. I know. And God, I did. I know. But God, I know. And I need you to know there's nothing about you that I don't know, but I still love you.
Amen.
And I do forgive you. Now forgive yourself and move on. We got work to do. We have to go after the rest of the family that haven't come in yet.
Yes.
Precious and Heavenly Father, thank you for your word on tonight, oh God, how you have so gently reminded us, do this in remembrance of me. That means every day that you wake up, do it in remembrance of me. Remember all that I've already done, all that I'm willing to do, and all that I am going to do.
Yes.
Do this in remembrance of me, not just one day out of the month on communion. Everything you do, everything you face, remember where I brought you from. I did not bring you this far to leave you now.
Why? Because I love you. I stand closer than your brother, closer than your mother, closer than your spouse. No one can stand closer to you than I can because I'm in you if you let me be. Thank you, Father, for all you've done, all you've shared with us tonight, and the fact that you know us and you still love us. Thank you, God. Thank you for never giving up on us. Even when we give up on ourselves, we love you, God. We honor you. We adore you. We ask that you continue to let your word meditate in our thoughts and in our hearts and in our minds each and every day. Thank you, God, for all you've done that I haven't been acknowledging you for. Thank you for doing it. And, Father, we ask all of these blessings that you will continue to be with each and every last one of us, each and every last household represented on this line tonight and every night. It's in Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Evangelist Hill.
God bless you all and have a wonderful evening.
You. Love you guys.
Love you guys. Good night.
Good night.
God bless you.
God bless you too.